the rest of the story. One of the firemen at station number one on East Broadway knew Skinny. He was 13. He was slender and shy, as his nickname suggested. And his constant companion, his only friend, as far as anybody could tell, was a big old springy-haired Airedale dog. That dog followed Skinny everywhere. Would have followed him all the way to school if the boy had not begun bringing him to the firehouse where the pooch slept all day until his young master returned for him each afternoon. The fireman liked Skinny. He sort of felt sorry for him, teased and bullied as he was by the other boys. The meaner ones even called him Little Girl. Skinny just didn't fit in with the youngsters his age. He had a paper route. That was nice. He read a lot of books in his spare time, but, well, otherwise, Skinny was just plain lonesome, except, as I say, for that devoted Airedale dog. Now it's one autumn morning. Skinny came by the firehouse to leave his dog for the school day when one of the firemen noticed the boy's lip was gashed and bleeding, and one of his eyes was dark purple. Skinny, obviously ashamed, tried to hurry off, but this fireman, nobody remembers his name, said, "Hey, Skinny, come here." The youngster reluctantly obeyed. "Who did this to you?" the fireman asked. Skinny explained that this one bully in particular always taunted him, called him Little Girl, always said, "How come you wear pants instead of a dress?" But this morning, Skinny had not managed to outrun his tormentor. And at that point in his story, Skinny began to cry. Well, the fireman placed a brawny hand on the boy's shoulder, and he said, "You know what I used to be? Used to be a boxer, a professional, too. Pretty good in my day. And what I think you need is a few pointers on how to stand up for yourself." Well, that afternoon after school, Skinny returned to the firehouse for his first boxing lesson, the first of several. And when next the bully chased him down, Skinny turned and stood his ground. The two boys fought to a draw that day. Yet more important than mere victory, what Skinny won for himself was the respect of his schoolmates. And so it began. You never knew before the scared, scrawny schoolboy reborn in a Glendale, California firehouse in the autumn of 1920. The youngster whose feminine-sounding first name, Marion, had inspired the hated nickname, Little Girl. But now I think you'll never forget the Glendale firefighter who, you might say, created the man the world knows, and the fireman of station number one at 315 East Broadway created something else, a more respectable nickname for their young friend. You see the Airedale dog, the dog the boy dropped off at the firehouse each day? His name was Little Duke. And so, to encourage self-confidence in Little Duke's master, the fireman began calling the boy, instead of Skinny, Big Duke. They began calling him Big Duke. And that nickname stuck for the rest of his life, even after the shy, skinny youngster, Marion Michael Morrison, even after he became the two-fisted, ultimately tough screen legend you know as John Wayne. Only now you know the rest of the story.